Oh, okay. All right. So welcome back to Bruce Alive. We had a short little break there, but we are back with you guys and super happy to be here. With me today, as always, is Nicholas Sousa and Joseph Prusa, and I'm Matt Stoltz. Let's get the show started. I'm so excited to be back. I miss seeing you guys. Let's talk about our Prusa Printers picks of the week. Joe, do you want to go first?
Well, I have a special guest who everyone fears. So I like using the printers for educational purposes.
Oh.
And this model by Philippe Lacoud, I hope I pronounced it correctly, is wonderful. So, the main body is printed on FDM, but all the proteins on the surface are printed on SLA, and it looks really wonderful.
It's a cool print, but at the same time, I kind of hate it, you know?
Right. Yes, absolutely. It's fitting though, following up from last show, right? When we were talking molecules and all these.
That's
These models.
That's a good point.
You can print it and smash it.
Like a stress relief or something.
Yes.
So, Philippe Lacoud. Cool.
Not sure on that one. It is a cool print. Oh, does it open up and have the RNA inside?
Mine.
Oh.
You can do
it. Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Super cool. All right. Okay. What do you have, Mickey?
I have a Weiss. There are many 3D printed Weiss models online, so I don't think you can really go wrong with many of them, but yeah, I picked this one, and the reason that this one specifically intrigued me is that the jaws are switchable.
Oh, it's got like soft jaws, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, let me see, yeah, so they're like different patterns depending, like if you're holding down a PCB or, I don't know, something else. So yeah, the jaws just kind of slide in, which is cool, and also it's like kind of big and at the same time like simple enough. I'm not a huge fan of the like vices that are like 40 pieces and you need a manual on how to put it together, so this one is kind of simple enough.
It looks like a super good one for PCBs, like you say, for being able to keep your PCBs raised up while you're soldering.
Yeah, that's kind of
exactly
what the author shows. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What is nice about the printable jaws, if you want to hold some very non-standard objects, you could make with like simple Boolean operation maybe the jaws for something very specific. I can imagine holding heat sinks for the Mark 6 at manufacturing, so they could nicely hold it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is something that's really commonly done in like the CNC world, right? Like custom jaws to go in vices for work holding so that like you can flip a part over and re-register it, and it really is convenient to be able to do jaws like that. You're absolutely right, Joe.
Yeah, if you're like, I can, the use case I have, I had a like part-time job where I was soldering hundreds and hundreds of connectors to cables, so like printing a jaw for that specific connector so that it sits there really, really well would be nice.
Yeah. So while I have been stuck at home in quarantine, one of the things that I've been working on around my house is repinning all my locks so that I don't have different keys all around my house. There's just one key that opens every lock. And I don't know if you've ever played around with repinning a lock or seen the inside of a lock. There's lots of little parts that go all over the place. And I was browsing through Prusa printers and I found a repinning tray that will allow me to put all my pins and springs and everything else in, so that I don't have things flying all over, rolling all over the desk as I'm working on it. So I've got a couple more locks to do, and this is going to save me a lot of frustration with missing springs that go rolling away.
You know what we should do? We should print a couple and send them to lockpicking lawyer.
Yeah, that's a cool channel.
And that's that. Honestly, that's like one of my inspirations of this when I saw this, because he has like the nice tray that's like a silicone mat that has it all built in and everything else. But for him, like something like this is also like it's kind of pocketable. It's, you know, it's small. So this is a much more easily put in your go bag than the big. The big tray.
Clearly a lockpicking enthusiast.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. My brother he bought the stuff to pick it up as a hobby. And when we hang out, we watch the lockpicking lawyer. So
yeah.
we are a weird bunch.
Didn't he make his own like unbreakable lock? Is it that channel? Not sure.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. There's Bosnian Bill and there's Lockpicking Lawyer. There's a couple lockpicking channels. Someone, Aaron York here, says he has really good pinning tweezers on Tinkercad. So I might have to hit you up for those, Aaron. That'd be awesome. Okay, so let's move on to news. I've already seen it pop up a little bit here in chat, and we discussed it a little bit ahead of time, but let's real quick just do an update on what's going on with UK shipping.
Well, that is
we're getting it everywhere.
That is very very simple. So we are still waiting for VAT registration, and unfortunately, we are required to do the customs for orders, I think, under 135 pounds. If it's above that, customers or buyers can go through customs ourselves, but it is a mess. We are waiting for over 3 months, so we'll keep you posted. But I mean, it is very difficult to go around this, because otherwise we could get hit with big fines and to pay the VAT, which we wouldn't be able to charge. Yeah, we are just waiting on a paper filled and scanned form, which was the only way to send it in.
Yeah, so we've got all of our paperwork in, everything's there. There's nothing that we can do right now except wait, just like the rest of you. And if you guys think you're frustrated with not being able to ship our products, you can guarantee we echo that sentiment on our side also.
Yeah. We are thinking how to go around it, like maybe setting the minimum order value, but yeah, we are just hoping that, you know, it will come any day now. But
yeah.
Follow us on Twitter and we will get updates.
Yep. As soon as we get it, we will update you.
Yeah. So we had a big recap post that came out recently.
Yes.
That kind of discussed everything that went on in 2020, and it was very interesting, even, you know, from my perspective. I was like, oh, I didn't know about this or, you know, that. And it's great to see.
I really wanted to put in the how to call it, timeline, what we've been doing, because you know, even people who are in the building, there's so much going on that keep everyone updated, you know. And at the end of the year, you see how much it was fit into that time. And actually, it seemed to me like 2020 flew by in seconds, but it was very nice to see all the stuff on at one place in one timeline. I'm pretty proud of what we've been able to do last year.
Indeed.
Yeah, lots going on for sure. So and alpacas on the way too, right? Like
llamas and yeah.
Yeah, I think we already have the bees, and you know that there's a nice place behind the factory, so we thought that we will have some llamas and some sheep, and maybe make a little petting zoo so everyone morale is up.
I've had a couple people since that article came out. A couple people asked me how they can get a hold of Prusa Honey. That they're waiting for to be able to put in their orders for Prusa Honey.
The idea behind the honey was that I wanted to get enough so everybody at Crucial Research can get a jar a year, but unfortunately there were not enough available to get. So we have, I think, 11 now. But so as I'm thinking that we might actually the first harvest we might make it into a mead or something.
Oh, I like that idea. Mead is very nice.
That seems like a very Prusa Research thing to do. Turn it into alcohol. Yeah, for sure.
Guilty as charged.
This Prusa Life is family friendly.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong on YouTube about talking about making alcohol, right? Like
the other option is to make cookies with it.
Yeah. That'd be wonderful. Baklava.
And yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the article goes over everything kind of in like a lot of detail. So if you want to learn knowing everything that happened here, just I guess read that. But one thing that we talked about is injection molding, and yeah, some users already noticed the Mini has injection molded front panel, and like, oh my god, what is happening? We are canceling the print farm. We are not 3D printing anything from now on, and everything will be injection molded. What? No.
I mean, like, for how many years are we shipping the injection molded spool holder?
Yeah, as long as I remember. I don't know, a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, for these large parts, which just take tens of hours per printer, this doesn't make sense. On Mark III, it is milled from steel or aluminium, and it is fine. And actually, we have plenty of scrap we can use in injection molding.
That's what I think is super cool, like using the scrap.
Yeah, because I'm not a huge fan of making filament out of it, because you just mix in, for it to be nice, you have to mix in some virgin stuff. And we were never able to get it up to the Prusherman standard, and it just adds a lot of work. And with this, we can just use it ourselves. And if it's contaminated, it will jam the injection molding press and not your printer. But these are actually made externally for now, because we plan to open a little bit earlier, but we wanted to test the molds. So these for now are not made by us yet.
Yeah, that also answers the chat's question if it's in-house. So not yet, but we do have an injection molding machine, and we are gaining the experience now. Two.
Yeah. The chats are also commenting that the honeycomb infill on the front panel goes well with the bees also.
Yeah, true.
So. Yeah. I like it very much. In the first version, when it was plain, it just didn't look right. And I really dig this pattern.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm wondering if we'll be able to, I know that the guys are trying it, if they'll be able to make it matte. But I know that the unmolding is then really difficult because it gets stuck in the mold. So see, I think that could also look cool.
Yeah, and there are things you just didn't think up front. So as I'm signing the printers when people ask for it, I was signing on this front plate. And
that's right.
It's not possible now.
That's right. So,
there's the nice space above the screen there. You could sign.
Yeah, but my signature is kind of big, and everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. And you cannot use thin Sharpie.
Is it?
So actually, I signed a few of those like that, and it is okay. But I came up with better solutions. So we have like snap-on plaques I sign, and you put them on the extrusion.
That's cool. Non-destructive.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you need to upgrade your printer in the future and get rid of that one, you don't lose the signature. You get to keep the plate, right?
Yeah. Is it ABS injection molded? I guess.
I think this one is PC.
Okay.
I would have to check.
Yeah. Okay. So we also have another article out there beyond the, you know, what's going on in 2020, the new infill patterns article, which very coincidentally looks very much like my backdrop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a, like, really, I don't know if, like, long overdue, but Prusa Slicer 2.3 has some new infills, and,
so, yeah. So, sorry to jump in. I'm watching the chat, and somebody asked if I have a Sander printer. The chat is not the right place to ask. That is impossible to track down to the order. You have to ask the support if there is an order, and if it's not too late into the process, it might be done, but be careful. It might add some weeks to it because it is quite difficult to take the printers outside of the queue and get them, and they are already assigned to the orders. So, but ask the support for it or when you are ordering.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I will hate the fact that I said this.
So many more signatures incoming. Yeah, just like, yeah, keep in mind that it will probably delay the order because it will break the smooth process of just the order going through the factory.
Yeah.
Because it will have to land on Joe's table at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but this is out, so kind of made sense when we talked about the new infills in Prusa Slicer 2.3 to kind of, like, we don't actually have that awesome documentation, well, we do now, of the existing infills. So, I really like what Jakub, the author, member of the content team, did, the previews, so you have half of the Prusa Slicer preview and half is an actual print. So you can see both, and there's some really nice info about all of them. Yeah, like accumulating plastic in the crossings in case of the grid infill. And there are also the new infills, like the adaptive cubic and the adaptive support cubic. So it's all there. It's also the same information, because these articles get kind of lost as time goes on. So the same information is now also in the documentation. Yeah, basically the same thing. It's separate for infill patterns and the actual, like, different infill settings. For example, infill anchoring is pretty cool. It's also a new feature. So you can set, it's especially for PETG, it's really important. So you can set if and how long, like, this extra perimeter line will be printed when it starts making the infill, and it makes the infill line really stick nicely to the wall, which is good. You want that.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's that article. So either in the documentation or just on the blog, it's the last released article.
Nice. And real quick, before we move on to our guest, we have another contest running right now. So, and you guys have been really, really going for it. We've already had 600 submissions to the contest, which is incredible. But yeah, so our organization contest, help us get all of our lives a little bit more tidy and organized. Contest goes until, I believe, the first week of February.
There are so many submissions. It's insane.
I know. It's great. It's really great.
It's totally insane. So, yes.
Go to 21st of February. So it's going till basically the end of February. So great.
Yeah.
So that's nuts of how much more time we have for you guys to get submissions in. So we can't wait to see what you guys make.
How many? 584 prints. That's...
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, by the way, yeah, we keep updating Prusa printers all the time. The timeline for the 2021 looks insane. I can't wait. I hope we will do at least like half of the planned features. But yeah, some new little things.
Oh, Mikolas, once somebody shows me that something is planned, it will be done.
Oh, yeah. That's, I think, why the schedule ends in like September and there's some buffer time, I think.
Right.
Yeah, but you can sort the collections, which is great. And yeah, there are so many great prints. So yeah, it will be really tricky to pick the winners. But yeah, that's great to see.
yeah, great job everyone who submitted so far. And yeah, we can't wait to see what's coming up next. And
you still have a lot of time to make your own design and submit it. Yeah.
Yeah, almost a full month. So incredible. Okay. So let's move on to our guest. Get Fernando on in here. So our guest this week is Fernando. You guys may know him as DSK0013D on Twitter and all the fun things like that. And he is a fantastic designer who I think is taking some interesting turns towards 3D printing. Doing some kind of traditional crafts and bringing them into the 3D printing world. So let's bring Fernando on in. Hello,
hey.
Fernando.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy. That's a very spiffy hoodie you've got on there, Fernando.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to comment on that hoodie.
So, thank you for joining us. I'm really excited to have you here. Yeah, so I really love all the things that you do with 3D printing, and the fact that your designs aren't just kind of decorative things or functional things. You kind of like run the full gamut there of the designs that you make. What are your like favorite things to make? What do you really like to design?
The ones I get the most pleasure of tend to be like practical things, something to either fix something else or get something working. But unfortunately, you can't always do those because you have to wait for the opportunity. So while I get another one of those, I'll do more props and vehicles and stuff.
Yeah. So I know talking to you ahead of the show, you do have some prints with you, and you're talking vehicles. Why don't you show us that Batman car? I know Joe likes the Batman.
So this is a replacement body for the Open RC. So the part I did is the body, but there it is. The
nice.
1989 Tim Burton Batmobile. Here, let me take off the blur. There we go.
Yeah,
one of my
awesome.
Favorite models so far, and also one of the ones that took me the longest to make. As you can see, all the electronics inside to make it the RC.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of smooth lines and curves.
Thank you. Yes.
I would add DJI camera into the front turbine.
Ooh. Ooh.
FPV. FPV Batmobile.
Nice. Very cool. Have you raced it at Murph or Earth or any of the OpenRC races thus far?
Not yet, because the one I took with me to Earth was the animated series Batmobile, and I didn't have the electronics sorted just yet. So hopefully for the next Earth, maybe this will come along with me.
Very cool. Very cool. So like I kind of mentioned in the intro, one of the things that really kind of sparked my interest in your designs is that you're kind of taking a traditional craft, which is in the woodworking world, there's lots of people who make pens. They do pen turning. And you have taken pen turning in these kind of kits that you can get out there for pens, and you've brought it to the 3D printing world, and you're making 3D printed pens. Not the 3D printing pens, but pens with 3D printed bodies.
Yes.
What kind of inspired you to jump into that?
So I've always wanted to do woodworking, but in a small NYC apartment with 3 kids, it's a little hard to have all the tools. So I wanted to find a way to still do something like woodworking without all the woodworking stuff that's needed. So that's when the 3D printed pens came out, because I was looking at it, well, when you're turning it, that's almost like just doing a revolve infusion. Like, I'm sure I could pull something like that off and make it into a pen. And so I did.
Yeah. And you're able to do things with 3D printing pens that like a traditional wood turner would have a much harder time doing, because they tend to make totally smooth things. And you put a lot of design and details into your pens.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, usually when you do the wood turning, it all has to be smooth because there's no real way to add intricate designs. But with the 3D printed one, I can add anything I'd like the Prusa logo.
Didn't really focus.
Yep, I'm gonna fix that right now.
Okay. But it has great detail. Nice. That's tiny. Oh, yeah. That looks really cool. I haven't seen that one.
No, this one I made just this morning for this.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fresh out of the oven.
So are you doing just ball tape pens, or can you do fountain pen too?
So I was working on this one. And this one is...
That is very nice.
So yeah. I hope to add those soon. Now, these are a kit fountain pens, so I know those real enthusiasts when it comes to fountain pens may not like this one. But for everybody else, I'll be more than happy with it.
Yeah. We need to get in. We'll get into touch. Because man, I actually recently started to like enjoy handwriting my notes. Rather than typing it. And I much prefer the fountain pen. It just, you know, glides much smoother.
This makes me want to just take out some nice black notebook and take a fountain pen and write down anything. I don't really care what I'm going to be writing down. Just hands.
It is definitely a different experience using either a fountain pen or a rollerball pen.
Yeah.
Those also feel very smooth.
We have a company, I think Pilot is Czech, right, Joe? Pilot.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
But they're awesome pens. Yeah, it's so funny how you enjoy these like details when I was in the university and I was taking so much notes. Like having a good pen was like, oh my god, that's amazing. Changes your whole day.
I was very techy when it came to college, so I was actually using a convertible tablet.
Oh, okay. We were one of those guys, just like being all fancy with his tablet.
The amount of notes is much, much, much bigger. And you also want to search in those notes. Because if you, but, you know, taking meetings and planning stuff, it is fine without searching.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe you need like a custom Prusa Sharpie for signing all of those printers when you go to shows there, Joe.
Maybe.
Don't know how easy it would be to get the guts of a Sharpie inside of a new body.
I guess we have to. Yeah. I would say it would be much easier to just make something to put on the pen. And I like to use the permanent markers, not the Sharpies, because they last much longer.
So those are super cool. Now I know that you know, you have tons of different models out on Prusa printers, but the pens themselves, you actually sell those pens, right?
Yes, I do. I have them currently on my Etsy shop. So you can get the pen. I will be adding pencils with the same designs soon. And then I have the boxes to store them in.
Yeah, that pen is also really
quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you ship to Europe?
I don't see why not.
Wonderful.
Do you have your Etsy link on your Prusa printers account somewhere?
I do not believe I do, but if they go through my Twitter, they should be able to get it.
Okay.
I can add it later on today.
You have your Patreon linked, so maybe.
Yes, that I do.
And your Twitter is just the name that you have right there in.
Yep. Yeah. My Twitter and my Instagram are both DSK01_3D.
Yeah. Yeah. So here are some of the models that you have up on Prusa printers. I like your collapsible flat pack bowls that are there. Again, it's a kind of a traditional woodworking thing that people do band saws and make those, and you're doing 3D printed ones. And yeah, the subway diorama is hilarious.
Yeah, I keep that one close by.
I actually printed your the like funny screws. What is it called? Specialty bolts for my uncle who is a like metallurgy engineer. He was like metallurgy engineer for like, I don't know, 40 years. So he loved them. They are so hilarious. Like they're so stupid. Like none of those make sense, but it's really really funny if you give it to someone who enjoys like mechanical things.
Yeah,
really like those.
Yeah, really great amount of humor there. It's fantastic. Yeah, so you kind of, Mickey kind of scrolled past it, but I absolutely have to ask, what is the story behind the PVC Dream Blaster? It's definitely a funny model.
So it'd be this one right here.
Oh, let me start the screenshot.
So that all started off on Twitter. Joel Telling sent me a message that he was having a chat online where a user, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she had a dream of having Reese's Peanut Butter Cups launched into her mouth. And Joel's like, I need to try to make that real. And so he sent me a message and I'm like, yeah, we need to try to make that real. So the dream became a reality. So now, go ahead, put your little Reese's Peanut Butter Cup there, and...
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely one of those things that, like, just because something can be real doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be real.
I would suggest people to wear like a teeth guard you have for boxing or something.
Amazing. Like this would never become a product. We would never have this without 3D printing. I love it.
It is very, very funny. And going through everything, it was definitely something that stood out as absolutely. It's exists because 3D printing exists.
Now, you don't have to limit yourself to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Any candy will do.
I also have I don't know when's a good time to show these. Yeah, but these are a few shots from last year's. Oh, no, not last year's. Last Earth that happened in person, but that was 2019, I guess.
Yes.
That was a good experience.
Where we can see some of your prints in action. It was actually like one of the first times where I was following your work for quite some time. And then, you know, I'm just walking around the tables on Earth. And it was that moment like, oh, I know those models. I know the guy, like the DSK. I know the name, but I don't know the person behind it. So it was really fun to meet you to get a face for the username, I guess.
I was surprised anybody was gonna recognize me. I didn't know that I was known at that time, but it was definitely a pleasure to meet you guys there.
You hopped onto Prusa Printers like really early on, if I remember correctly. So that was maybe like in the early days. I looked at every single model that was uploaded to Prusa Printers. Because it was manageable now.
Because you could.
Now it's not. Yeah. Now it's impossible. It's way too many. But yeah, I did at the time. So whenever I noticed something cool, I was like, who's this designer? So I knew about you.
Prusa Printers definitely, for me at least, filled a gap that some other websites weren't able to do.
Great to hear, Will. Still trying to improve all the time, adding new features all the time. So hopefully we will get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, we should do more like written updates too.
Yeah, I thought about because it too.
It is as it is. The features are smoothly rolling in. You know, it looks on the first sight, it looks the same. There's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff always coming in. So we saw some of your kind of more prop models there in some of those photos. Do you have? Do you have any of those other props to show us there with you?
Well, I do have this one that always starts a riot within certain fan bases. The Millennium Enterprise.
Yeah.
So that one always stirs up quite a bit.
Yes.
And I always keep a few Batman models with
That's
me.
The perfect answer to, do you like Star Wars or Star Trek more? And you can just go like, yes.
And it's one of those models I've noticed people either love it or they absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes. Very polarizing, I can imagine. So what is your primary design tool like? What software do you largely use for your designs?
I use Fusion 360 for everything actually at the moment, unless I need to get an SVG, and then there's Inkscape.
So that's makes the Batmobile the more impressive, because
Right.
That's why I was making a note on the curves, because making anything smooth, organic looking in Fusion is not easy. It's kind of unintuitive.
Yeah, that's definitely why it was one of the models that took me the longest, because I would do it and I didn't like the way it came out. So I'd do it again and again until it was just right. And yeah, in Fusion that can get a little complicated, because you can't, it's not sculpting. You have to use, you know, surfaces and stuff to be able to get the things that you want.
And just before the stream, you were showing us something that you're currently working on. So maybe you could tease that for the stream.
Yeah, there's definitely something I'm still working on, and I could share my screen right now. And some might recognize this from Cyberpunk 2077, and it's the G58.
So satisfying when it moves.
Yes, I definitely do plan to include that part as the 3D printer model, so that you would be able to collapse it and carry it with you.
I have one question. Do you plan to make Skippy?
It's on my list. I'll see if I get it through. I know Jury's working on one as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, I just love the Skippy.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I have to give it back. Or you don't. I don't know.
No, you don't necessarily have to, but he does get angry with you.
I just realized that. I mean, we shouldn't be spoiling the game.
And some of us have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, so that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you don't plan to play Cyberpunk, you should like search for Skippy Cyberpunk on YouTube, and it will just be entertained for good 10 minutes.
Yeah, one of more enjoyable side missions.
Fantastic. So beyond Fusion, are there any other tools like hardware or anything else that's like in your day to day arsenal for design? Something that like you can't live without?
Nothing too out of the standard. I know I have my Logitech mouse, the MX Master, that I have to use every day, but besides that, it's just keyboard and mouse and Fusion. I'm not currently using a tablet or anything like that. Maybe in the future I might, but
yeah.
Fusion doesn't really lend itself too much to tablet use. At least not the way I use it.
Yeah, the thing that I see people sometimes using is the 360 mouse thingy. I don't see it, but I'm not sitting in front of Cat the whole day, so maybe.
Yeah, and don't mention the 3D mouse or 3D connection in front of him. He would throw you out of the window.
Yeah, Prusa slicer refs are a lot of time.
I mean, we haven't seen like the worst support for product from a company. I mean, it is impossible to work with them to get it right in slicer.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't have one of those to worry about. Maybe in the future.
But
we had to reverse engineer it and make the drivers ourselves, basically, for some versions. I don't know.
But some CAD users swear by it. Like when you see someone who like has been using it for a while, it's pretty crazy. Like how they can fly into the part where they're modeling and they just orbit around it. I don't know.
It is nice. I have one at home, and when I was trying to use more advanced CAD, it was very nice.
Okay.
I went back to OpenSCAD.
Right. Where you just need your keyboard.
Right. Well, it's always nice to hear that, you know, people who are doing really amazing work don't have, you know, crazy fancy setups, right? Like you're like keyboard and mouse. I have a nice mouse, but really it's, you know, it's keyboard and mouse,
and
right?
You're using an app that's available for free for personal use. So literally anyone can have your setup and do the same things, I guess.
Yeah, thankfully there isn't really any barrier to entry if you're going to do CAD nowadays. You know, Fusion you can get for free, keyboard and mouse every computer has, so you know, you just have to go and play with it.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So we discussed real quick that you have your Etsy out there, but some of your other designs are also available on your Patreon, right?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
There are some that you can only get on the Patreon.
Okay. And they can find links to your Patreon on your Bruce Printers profile, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, do you guys have any more questions for Fernando before we
How do you plan to make this when it's printed to have the joints and the linkage nice and smooth?
I think I can show you some of that if I turn on this analysis and I think it flip it around. There we go. So at least for this part, there should be a rod here that'll give it the support so it can move.
Uh-huh.
And then I hope to have a pin here, as you can see, so that this can rotate mm-hmm. around. And this should be a snap fit into that hole.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I was just telling to Fernando before the stream started that it's really nice to see someone use the assemblies in Fusion. And now that you use the cross-section, like, this is super useful to like debug the fitting of everything before it's even assembled, because you can see it out, you can just drag the mouse and you use it virtually, because otherwise I can't imagine you would have to like manually like try to move every single part to the one position then to the other. It would be a mess.
Yeah the assemblies do help, because in that way you could just move it the way it's supposed to instead of having to do a command every time. The other one that most people may not know about, but it helps a lot, is this interference.
Yeah.
And with that, you can tell if pieces are crossing over into each other and would not fit. So if I pick these two, this is the way, and it'll show me everywhere where they're touching or overlapping.
Oh, cool. I've never used that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So yeah, that helps a lot.
Hmm. I need to try this. It looks useful. Cool.
Always great tips. Every time we bring a designer on, we learn something new.
Every time.
Perfect.
Yeah. Very nice.
I like to share when I can.
And we appreciate it. Well, thank you for joining us. This has been great. And we can't wait to see what all you work on in the future and the new models out there. And, yeah. Thanks for being here.
Been an absolute pleasure talking to you guys.
Hopefully we'll meet again in person sometime at some fair or Earth or something like that. Yes. Eventually.
Yeah.
Someday it'll happen again. All right. We will see you later.
Bye.
That was awesome. I love the work that he's doing. It's so fun to see all these great models out on Prusa Printers and, you know, out there swirling around the internet, and then actually get to talk to the people that make them. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, and again, like, normally we would be seeing these people in person, and instead being able to chat with them here is at least an option. So, speaking of models swirling around the internet, we have our Prusa Live.
All right. I was about to get into the questions from chat, but that's right. We are doing the Prusa Live contest.
Yeah. So you guys have been sending in your photos of the things that you're making, and we've picked our favorites for this episode.
It was a lot of them this time. Like, it was kind of different.
Yeah. Well, we had the extra week, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it was 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, and so that helped for sure. And I think, you know, Christmas is over now, right? Like, people are back to having fun with their printers. All right, so who's our third place this week, Mickey?
So let's take a look at the third place, and it's MP Carlo with this bald eagle,
beautiful bald eagle,
like Prusament Vivala bronze. Ah, so good. It looks
and Mystic Brown on the bottom. It's all Prusament.
It looks so good, so shiny.
Yeah, it's a great sculpt too.
Yeah, I think that helps it.
Yeah.
So that's the first place. So for the second place, it's...
I saw Bald Eagle this weekend, by the way. Like, flying around in the wild.
Oh, my God. It's Dylan. And, yeah, this print is really funny, because when you just see the Twitter preview, I was like...
Yeah.
Meh. But then you open it and you're like, whoa.
One of the others I love on this is been printing for a few months now. And this has to be one of my favorites. And it's just like, it's so interesting to me to think about how much everything has progressed over the years, that like just a couple months in, like you're pulling off 31 hour, you know, almost 32 hour prints that are like this massive and big and detailed and beautiful. Like it's just, it's fantastic.
At the early days, it would be more like I've been at it for, you know, a couple months, but I almost finished assembling my printer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've almost got a calibration cube that comes out to the right size.
And then
we're very close.
The Benchy was actually a benchmark, right? Like these blobs, like in the rough shape of a Benchy would come out and people would be like, oh, that's pretty good. It could be better, but that's pretty good, Benchy.
I mean, before, way before, we were printing shot glasses as the first print on a printer. You know, celebrate a new baby.
Right. And it was also like, that was your Benchy too, was like, how much shot did you make it to your mouth before it all leaked out because your print was so crap that like the shot was leaking out. So, yep.
That's really,
definitely was there.
Really beautiful. I'm going to need the model file, Dylan. If you could tweet it under it or something, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's a monster castle too. Like, I don't think I noticed until like looking at it here that like there's a tongue coming out of the front gate there, and there's eyes on it, and so very cool. And our winner,
and let's prepare for some color explosion. And it's Nate Gooding. And this scary print, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we've been really digging the. And it's a dice tower. Oh, I think
it's a dice tower.
I missed that. Wow. Yes.
I didn't even know either. That's awesome. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
0.6 millimeter nozzle.
That is the best dice tower I've seen.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, we've been really digging the rainbow prints a lot, and this one came out great.
Yes.
Also, it's still on the bed. I can see the skirt. It looks like it's supportless. 0.6 millimeter profile. That's in Prusa's laser. Nice.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay, congrats. Congrats to the winners. Yeah. Those are our free picks. Again, there were many awesome submissions. We would like to, you know, I would give everything to everyone, but that's probably not a way to run a competition. So, yep, good luck next time, I guess.
Lots of great entries there. So let's move on to our questions. We've got about 10 minutes, 12 minutes left.
Nice.
What do we have out there for questions?
I've noticed someone was asking about if we can start selling the Mark 2.5 upgrade again. And that's, we have just released, we don't have the kit, like the, you just get a box and there's everything in it already, but you can still totally upgrade your printer. And we have just released an article with the guide. There's a shopping list that tells you everything that you need to get, and there's like a compatibility, like you can't use the bearing clips on, I'm not gonna say it out of my head, but yeah, the compatibility is all written there. So I guess if you just search for upgrading Mark 2S in our knowledge base, I will also paste the link in the chat. It's still doable. You can just follow the guide.
Yep. We just cannot stock it. It is, I mean, with all the upgrades between all the products, it is just impossible to switch the production to it. So it is much better this way for the smooth manufacturing process.
Yeah, the number of combinations is growing so much every time we release.
I mean, it's been like since we released 2.5, it's all like 2.5, 3 years.
3 years, yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's a long time to keep product in manufacturing.
I see a lot of... Yeah, go ahead.
We had a question in here about the official Prusa technicians and what are details on that process?
So there is now being changes made on the Prusa printers to accommodate for that, and then we will be reaching to I would say beta phase, because we want to really get this right. But it is very close to have
there
first.
There will be a test. I was just going through the questions today. So be aware, it will you will actually have to study for it a little bit, I guess, to know. If you want to be a technician, you should know, the printer a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. But the idea is that we want really nice and good people in there, so eventually they can do warranty repairs, and we would reimburse them for that. So that I really like the idea, but it is important to get it right.
Yes,
for sure.
Marek 93 was asking me to tell you that you make the best printers, Joe. So you make the best printers.
With my bare hands.
Bare hands.
I just love our April Fool's video so much.
Yeah. I just posted it recently.
Nicholas, are we going to do April Fool's video this year?
We should. We really should. I think it's been too much said bad news. We had an idea for the last one, and I really liked it, but I'm not sure if we're gonna do it.
Last year, it just felt weird too. The onset of the pandemic to try to make something.
It was bad timing.
We should definitely think about it, man.
Yeah, we still have some time.
We have the perfect opportunity to just release the XL on April 1st, since. That's half the
that would be so funny. That would be so funny.
Oh, guys, I don't want our factory to be set on fire.
Do you remember when Rick and Morty released one episode on April Fool's? I thought it was hilarious. And everyone was like, yeah, right. They released a new episode now, right? And they actually, I didn't watch it for 2 days because I thought everyone is just memeing online. And it was like, oh, they actually released it. Okay.
Perfect. Let's see. I have seen a couple questions of people asking if they can get the injection molded parts for the Mini. Do we have any plans of possibly selling the injection molded front and rear plates separately if someone wanted to upgrade to those parts?
I don't, the parts are equal. It is not an upgrade or downgrade. So. Yeah. We haven't thought of that, but I guess you can ask support. We don't have any official stand on that. If they can ship it to you as a replacement part.
A lot of questions about the satin steel sheet. I guess there's nothing we can do except set a reminder for any notification when it's back in stock. But I don't think we have an update on the availability of that.
I will check tomorrow at the office.
Okay.
Let's go.
Mini firmware 4.3. Yes. So that's still happening. Release candidate.
I think that it should be this week.
Nice.
There were some problems that the 4.3 didn't cooperate with some of our test equipment, because we have some special modes for the firmware. So it talks differently to other our test equipment, and that didn't work. So that helped the release back, but I'm pretty sure that it should be this week.
Okay, well, sounds good.
Fantastic.
Super Pinda, we actually we keep restocking it. There's a limit. I think you can buy only, I don't know how many, but there is a limit on how many you can buy at a time. And yeah, if you people are getting notifications, sometimes they disappear very quickly. But yeah, we keep restocking them when we can. So that's happening.
Yeah, we are keeping Pepperlo and Fuchs pretty busy.
Yeah. What's the weather like in Prague? It was beautiful, snowy outside. I really like it. Everything is suddenly clean when it's covered in white snow. Now it's melting a little bit.
Yesterday we had like nice thick snowflakes, but it was all gone by late afternoon.
It was those huge fluffy ones that, like, you know, take a long time to fall down. It was so beautiful.
We're getting the same here. So
okay, nice.
My part of the answer to that question is I don't live in Prague, so I can't answer what the weather is there but to the person who asked me. But yeah, it's been snowing. It was beautiful yesterday, like just clear blue skies, everything else. And then we ordered takeout for dinner, and I left the house to get in the car, and suddenly it had started snowing, and now we've got like 3 inches of snow. So.
Nice. Oh, get to the point. Which printers are coming out this year? We will let you know when we are ready to share.
Yeah.
We teased quite a bit in the that's gonna be a GIF, I hope.
Right.
Somebody give that. The last update article already teased, like, revealed quite a bit. There are the screenshots from Prusa Connect and the Dubai thing. Oh, you should care about that more. That's cool as hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just doesn't make sense to reveal something that's not ready to be revealed. Things change, still developments happening. So, we will let you know.
I really wonder if Expo in Dubai will happen and if the Olympics will happen.
Those are two big questions there.
Yeah, I don't think it's that good of an idea to keep those heaven.
Yeah,
we will be finishing our project anyway.
It sucks. Yeah. I was so looking forward to Olympics. We had such a great basketball team and climber and all the guys. It sucks.
Yeah, we mentioned the 2020 and, you know, 2020 review article at the beginning of this. But quite honestly, a lot of questions that are coming in are discussed, or, you know, as far as we're going to discuss some of the things, are discussed in that article. So we just touched a little bit, like very, very tip of the iceberg on what all is in that article. So I highly suggest you guys go and read that article, because it'll answer a lot of the things that you guys are asking. Yeah, it is it long, is. But it's got lots of pictures. So.
It is not long because there is a lot of filler. It's
wrong because we did a lot in 2020.
Yeah, it's filled with information. Yeah. If you don't care about what happened, there's, you know, just scroll to the end. There's what are the plans that might be what everyone is hoping to learn more about.
All right, do we have one more question?
You should make a... Is the Accelerate website that just shows 20 different GIFs of Joe shouting no? Good idea.
No.
Are there going to be beta testers, beta users? I'm sure there will be when it's ready. We try to beta test everything. We do like internal tests where, you know, like I'm a content guy, so I'm part of the, like, you know, the bigger internal test. And then we send things to external testing.
I think Musk even gets to enjoy the printers in the very early stages before they become good.
Yes. Joke's on you. I'm still, like, just the device. I was just thinking about it at home today. I'm still using the OC, like the first beta of the Mini. It has like the pinda holder is like different, and it's the very early, and I haven't touched it. I'm not gonna upgrade it. Like, it's printing perfectly. I'm leaving it as is. If it breaks, I will upgrade it, but it doesn't look like it will anytime soon.
Good. So I guess that's it for today's show.
Yeah, I think that's a good wrap up point. So thank you everyone for joining us. We definitely appreciate it. Again, we had that slight delay, but we're glad to have all of you guys back. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. So yeah, thanks.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Fernando, for joining us and everyone who tuned in for that. Thank you from the team. Stay safe. We will see you soon.